Amen. So this is now reading the first part of the book Mystery of Holy Ghost, written by Dr. Edmund Anyahamive, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And so I start this now, and we read the first part today, and start. Introduction. The Lord says to his saints, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to the outsiders it is not given. Without controversy, great is the mystery of God." 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. This book did not come by the zeal of authorship. The contents came by divine dictation. All you will read in this book have no inclination of private interpretation. It contains the absolute mystery of the kingdom of eternal life. The Lord of all the earth has commanded me and empowered me to prophesy to the world of apostasy by the power in the word of his deliverance and his grace. Blessed is your hand which took hold of this book to read. It is a recovery book. Blessed are your eyes for what you will see in this book. Blessed is your mind for what you will assimilate. Blessed is your soul for living in this generation to see the birth of this book out of the womb of the hidden mysteries of the kingdom. It is not impossible that you might have found and perhaps read some religious books talking of the Spirit of God. This book will be used of the Lord to open your spiritual eyes to know more of your Creator. Your Creator, who made the whole world, is not in any way as man except in physical or outward resemblance. He is the timeless and endless God. Although the atheistic scientists have concluded their research that microbes existed about 3.5 billion years ago, even bacteria, the omniscience of the Lord God has a different but divine view to that. God Almighty is a hidden mystery which natural mental imagination cannot understand. Please, you must have to seek him before finding him. This book is born out of the hidden revelation in the invisible God. Honor and adoration be to the only true God for the Bible's sake. Please follow on to unveil some of the following availing scriptures. Ephesians 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 3:8-9. That I should preach among the nations the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which is hid in God, who created all things from the beginning of the world by Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifested to his saints. Colossians 2:3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our good works, rather according to his own purpose and grace, which he gave to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Romans 16:25-26. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to the gospel of the kingdom and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept in secret since the world began. But now it's made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. The above scriptures you have just read are made to draw more light to the revealed secrets of life, which you are blessed to see and read in this recovery book. It is overwhelming and cannot be overemphasized, the blessed knowledge of God you are ordained to harvest. You will definitely understand while you read that is unnatural to write immutable end-time final hope for eternal life. Embrace what you are reading forever. Beware of human and satanic challenges to stop your true confession of the righteousness of faith. It is the Lord who can give you to know what you are reading, because he loves you. That which you have, hold it fast till he returns. Amen. Preface. Heading, composition analysis. The scriptural references in this analysis majored from the original King James Version. Most of the scriptures are paraphrased to give full analytical understanding to all classes of readers. It contains several words which come in bold or highlighted letters. The aim of such is to significantly point to the objective of the sentence. It is a loud definition of a word or sentence showing the words to be remarked for notification and reference. As you can see, this book cover is built to protect the precious contents thereof from any liquid cheaply penetrating to soil the pages. The book has been greatly admired by critics who were highly amazed at the emergence of the hidden mysteries in the Lord. Be informed that as you read this book in love and fear of God, you are linking up with the eternal glory. Your spirit will embrace sacredness. Healings of the spirit, soul and body are begun already to be fulfilling. Read prayerfully, follow up wisely, discuss with the wise people. I doubt if non-spirit born believer may even have divine interest to read and enjoy it. This book contains the bread of life. Amen. And then next foreword. I learned through this book that Jesus said in the Bible book of St. John chapter 20 verse 22, receive ye the Holy Ghost and not receive ye the Holy Spirit. In further research to find out why the author was very vocally emphatic on the Holy Ghost, I discovered that both Mary, the mother of Jesus, Elizabeth, John the Baptist, while still in the womb, Zacharias, the father of John, including Simeon, were filled with the Holy Ghost ever before the identical Pentecost day. The era of the arrival signal of the Lord in flesh transmogrified God's word to major on the word Holy Ghost. I dug a bit deeper and I saw deeper than the deep. 1. I saw the Holy Ghost operating in the Old Testament with the title the Spirit of God. 2. He operated as the Spirit and Spirit of God in the A. Dispensation of promise, Abraham. B. Dispensation of human government, Noah. C. dispensation of the law, Moses. D, dispensation of the psalmist, David and company. And E, dispensation of the prophets, Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, etc. Furthermore, he manifested as angel of the Lord and also as the Lord. As the Spirit, he was the Spirit in the prophets that prophesied of his futuristic advent when he shall come into the world in flesh to suffer for the sins of the world and to die and be glorified at last. Refer to 1 Peter 1, 10-11. Without him in a prophet, there was no prophet. 3. When his everlasting pre-existed immortal body translated into the belly of a virgin called Mary, he was come to be born, suffer for the sins of the whole world, to die and to be buried, to resurrect and become the most holy everlasting ghost. This stage is God's third and final three-functional transmogrification. 4. As long as the Lord God, who himself is the Spirit, John 4:24, had concluded to come into this world in flesh, he sent down Elijah, who was squatting in heaven, to become the son of Zacharias and Elizabeth. As from that time, an angel called Gabriel was sent to announce on earth the Holy Ghost, first of all to Zacharias. He instructed him that though his son-to-be is coming in the spirit of Elijah, but he shall be called John. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. This was the first time the Holy Ghost was mentioned on earth. The same angel came to Virgin Mary, who will become the mother of Christ, to announce to her, saying, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. That holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." Mary believed it and carried the Son of the Holy Ghost in her belly by faith. This was the second time Holy Ghost was pronounced on earth by the same angel. Christ was actually to give up the ghost. These things were done within the space of 6 months, signifying the number of man. Virgin Mary carried the child of the Holy Ghost in her belly to congratulate Elizabeth, whom the angel informed Mary of her pregnancy and was no longer called a barren. As soon as Mary knocked at her door, John, who was in the womb of Elizabeth, was instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. She was affected because she was carrying a baby who was already filled with the Holy Ghost, and leaping in her womb, she was overwhelmed. When Zacharias was to name John on the 8th day, John already being filled with the Holy Ghost, Zechariah was also affected and was instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. Immediately he was healed of his dumbness and he prophesied. The whole thing all began with Mary, who distributed the flow while the holy thing was yet in her womb. It happened this way. 1. Mary was pregnant of the child of the Holy Ghost. 2. By her visit to Elizabeth, John was filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb. 3. Elizabeth was overshadowed and she was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. 4. Virgin Mary prophesied after Elizabeth. 5. Zechariah prophesied being filled when naming John. 6. Simeon prophesied when he carried the child of the Holy Ghost on his hands in the temple. The basis of this emphatic analysis on the above foreword is to help expand your vision towards your dream book. You have caught hold to your dream book. This is your dream book because you might have been too hungry to know more of God, your Creator. Continuous follow-up on the recovery books must definitely transcend you to your eternal fulfillment to see your God. The authority of recovery books is like one who has been with God. By discovery, the recovery books publication is a continuation of the Pauline epistles in the Holy Bible. If you cannot doubt the epistles according to St. Paul, you cannot also doubt the contents in the recovery books. Live in joy as you peruse and read on. Be filled with the riches of his grace. Amen. Next one, table of contents. Table of contents. Introduction, preface, foreword, which we now have read. And then we read today chapter 1, which is the Holy Ghost, and chapter 2, which is mystery of the Holy Ghost. Then after that, chapter 3, ghost for ghost. 4, let us make man. Chapter 5, the name of God. Chapter 6, New Testament Holy Ghost. Chapter 7, I will come to you. Chapter 8, Holy Ghost only. Chapter 9, the creation and after. Chapter 10, how to pray and what to confess. Amen. And now the book starts. So chapter 1, and heading, the Holy Ghost. The original King James, that is King James version of the Holy Bible, majored on the word Holy Ghost and the Spirit. All these are found both in the Old and New Testaments. However, the Holy Spirit appears once in the book of Psalms 51:11 and twice in Ephesians 1:13 and 4 verse 30. It is only in Luke 11 verse 13 that the analytical scribe used capital letter H for holy before adding Spirit. Even in the Old Testament, the analytical scribes used lowercase, that is small letters S, for Spirit instead of the Spirit, in capital letter S. Ephesians 1:13 rightly presents holy as an adjective qualifying capital letter Spirit. This is correct. Only the New Testament records Holy Ghost as how the Spirit should be addressed. Beware that these discoveries should never make you think ill against the original King James Version of the Bible. We are in the last days where the Holy Ghost puts things right with love and understanding. I stand in the presence of the Lord to beseech you to never, ever dream to discard King James Version. This is the only Bible that still retains the mysteries of eternal life. Of all the modern translated Bible versions, which are modified to suit the modern reader's delight in terms of modern use of English words, King James Version stands out in the retention of the authentically inspired words from God. I have tried reading almost every new Bible version as much as I can. God's Spirit won't let me go out of King James Version. I have not yet seen any Bible version which retains the divine concept of the biblical mysteries and revelation like King James Version. Whatever be the case, the whole concept points to the Spirit of God. Heading, a bit of indifference. I began to make an in-depth research into spirituality when I had listened to religious sects who are anti-Bible, but loyal to other sectarian beliefs and grandmasters, confessing of their own Holy Spirits. That seemed so similar to what many users of the Bible call the Spirit of God in their simple mind. The wisdom of God does not permit me to give names of such sects, but you are free to research and investigate for your confirmation. Having deduced spiritual understanding from the biblical arrangement, it has become very necessary to introduce the kingdom pattern of full salvation language to the Bible users. The spiritual problem majority are having today is misappropriation of use of the biblical conventional language. This is due to the wrong choice of words. The Lord is good. He is ever ready to deliver any repentant soul who realizes his transgression. We must be aware that Satan, the devil who impersonates God, is also a spirit with a dissembled holiness. Many religious sects on earth belong to him. They are identified by their activities. Heading, the Spirit of God. Whereas the Holy Spirit features just 4 times in the Holy Scriptures, praise God, the Holy Ghost appears 89 times in the New Testament alone. The Old Testament contains a number of references to the Spirit belonging to God. They are analyzed in this form. 1. The Spirit appears 222 times from Genesis to Malachi. This comprises both the Spirit of God and men at times. Spirit of God appears in lowercase. 2. The Spirit appears 234 times from Matthew to Revelation. Of all the scriptures containing Spirit from Genesis to Revelation, it connects to God, Christ, man, and other spirits. 3. The Spirit of Christ appears 30 times in the New Testament. Heading, Wisdom Thinking. Note that it is not the will of God to hate anyone who lacks the perfect knowledge of the New Testament or New Covenant, which is the renewed will of God in Christ Jesus. We have to be very cautious regarding mysterious revelation you are about to know now, that you should not speak evil against anyone who has not seen what you have seen and heard. Note that it is endowed upon you only by the grace of God. The Spirit of God in you is a lover of ignorance. You are saved to save others. Resist the devil from taking advantage of your understanding and knowledge. It is written that knowledge puffs up the mind. 1 Corinthians 8:1. People are restored and brought in reconciliation with God by love. Love encourages. I am not sent to write to boost hatred, but to sober-minded. Dearly beloved, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away, says the Lord. Although many Old Testament scriptures use lowercase or small letter for the Spirit of God Almighty, but the Holy Ghost comes in uppercase, that is capital letter S, as one name. The reason is that holy is the name of the Lord God, who was manifest in the flesh. Read the following scriptures, Psalm 111, verse 9, Isaiah 57, 15, 1 Timothy 3:16. Being manifest in the flesh, he became the Son of God himself, John 1:11. Having suffered and carried our sins away through the death, he resurrected the third day as a ghost. He ascended into heaven and returned as the Holy Ghost in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. Chapter 2. Mystery and heading. Mystery of the Holy Ghost. From Genesis to Malachi of the whole Old Testament, there is no single mention of the word Holy Ghost. Is it not amazing that of the entire 39 books of the Old Testament, there was no mention of the Holy Ghost? The reason was that it was not yet time for the scriptures to feature the word Holy Ghost, according to the dispensational emergence of testaments. Note that every mention of the Spirit of God or the Spirit in the whole Bible point to the same being. As I had earlier spoken by the Spirit of God, there is nobody who may know the mystery of the Holy Ghost without first of all understanding who is holy and the Ghost. I can perceive in my spirit that you are strongly desiring to know this mystery. May the Lord give us the grace to know him. Amen. Heading, the holy. Naturally, holy comes under superlative or linguistic devices as an adjective qualifying a noun. Example, holy man, holy book, holy angel, etc. Holy means sacred. Hebrew tongue calls it Buddhist meaning, set apart, separateness, etc. The uses of the word holy in the Old Testament come as adjective instead of noun. Supernaturally, holy comes as a proper noun, not even a pronoun. The name of God is holy. The God Almighty, whose name is holy, is a spirit, the only holy one of Israel, Isaiah 1:4 and 5:24. Even God. The uses of the holy in Psalm 51:11, Ephesians 1:13 and Ephesians 4:30 come as adjectives to qualify the noun being the Spirit. However, in the book of St. Luke 11:13, it featured the same concept of adjective besides the analytical scribes who compiled the 60 books of the Bible. That used capital H for holy before spirit. Don't let this confuse you. Though it appears in capital letter, that does not put adjective out of its place. Genesis 1:2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Heading. Analysis. The Spirit of God in Genesis 1:2, as referred above, was supposed to begin with capital letter S as a proper noun, but in small letter instead, that is a lower case. That scripture presented the Spirit as an adjective qualifying God as a proper noun. Why, you may ask? The reason is, the scripture in Genesis chapter 1 was only projecting God who himself is that spirit. It was not projecting God and another person called spirit. It is simply defining God, the creator, who is an immortal spirit being. God is complete three-functional immortal being, having A. Christ as his theophany. Manifestation. B. Soul to feel. C. Spirit as his life. 1. Christ Jesus as his theophany. Image. In which he lives. B. By which he manifests immortally and mortally according by John 14:7-9. So, heading 2. Soul to feel. Jeremiah 5:7-9-29. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Jeremiah 9:8-9. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lays ambush. Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord. Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Spirit as his life. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Heading, analysis. Worship him in spirit. Who are those that must worship him? They are the children of mankind. The spirit of man is the life of man. The life of man is the secret of man. As God is in secret from visible eyes, so he made man in his resemblance. A. He has eyes. He gave man eyes. B. He has head. He gave man head. C. He has hands. He gave man hands. D. He has body. He gave man body. E. He has feet. He gave man feet. F. He has ears. He gave man ears. G. He has blood. He gave man blood. H. He is his own spirit. Hence he said, anyone born of the spirit is spirit. John 3:6. And I. He is the ultimate creator. He made man created. J. He is ultimate creator. He made man procreator. K. He is the everlasting father. He made man temporal father. Finally, by the faith of man, his spirit dwells in God. Psalm 91:1. By God's spirit, he dwells in man. John 14:20-23, 1 John 4:4 and 5:4. God made angels and man to look like himself. He gave man children, and he has only one begotten son as well. By man's spirit, which is his secret, he must worship God truthfully, who is the complete spirit in secret. Matthew 6:3-6. Example. Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. Psalm 25:14. The secret of God is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Bible teachers must not be experts to teach well. Secular teachings are far different from the biblical teaching. It is a divine gift by the Holy Ghost to teach the mysterious revelation of the Holy Scriptures. Read this, 2 Peter 1:20-21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy did not come in old time by the will of man, flesh, self, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost cannot teach against himself. Many human Trinitarian heretics seduced their audience to believe that Genesis 1:2-3 is God and another person called the Spirit creating the world. Hebrews 1:3 clearly defines the express image of his person. This is the only mention of God as a person in the whole Bible. God is only one person, but three functional in his operations. Please, God is a mysterious supernatural being. For in him dwells the fullness of Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. This simply means only one three-functional head. Amen. So, and next time, we read from chapter 3. Amen.